You will hear an interview with a young basketball player called Isabella.
Hi Isabella, welcome to the show. Can you tell us what made you start playing basketball?
I grew up in the centre of the city. We didn't have any parks near to where we lived, but there was one small basketball court. My parents used to work many hours every day, so I had to find something to do. And guess, I started playing basketball.
And why do you think you became so good at basketball? I mean, you are a player at an international youth team now, aren't you?
Yes, I've done really well in my sport. I think that's because my parents were not at home during the day, and I also hate watching TV. I stayed outside and I played and played, and naturally I became really talented.
What was it that made you realise that you could play basketball as a job? You're very young. You're still a student.
I started to play for the school team, and my teachers noticed how good I was. That's when I started to get some proper training. One of my teachers told my parents that I could do really well in my sport, and then persuaded them to support me.
So what has been the best part of your career so far? I'm sure it must have been winning the gold medal in the World Youth Championship.
Winning a medal at the World Championship was really great, but the best time of all for me was before it started. I got to hold the flag to lead our team around the stadium in the opening ceremony. That was actually the proudest moment.
What about the future? Do you think you will be winning the gold medal at the Olympic Games?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure that is what I want to work for next. I honestly don't think being a basketball player was what I really wanted to do. Actually, I wanted to be a doctor. I want to study hard and enter university.
How can you imagine your life 10 years from now?
The way I see myself 10 years ahead of now is not something I often think about. One thing I'm certain of is that I want to make the most of my years and put all my effort to become a successful, happy woman, either as a doctor or as a basketball player. What I would say is that I'm the sort of person who sees good in everyone and everything. So I know whatever life holds in store for me, it is going to be good.
Isabella, I wish you luck in whatever you decide to do.
Now, listen again.
Hi Isabella, welcome to the show. Can you tell us what made you start playing basketball?
I grew up in the centre of the city. We didn't have any parks near to where we lived, but there was one small basketball court. My parents used to work many hours every day, so I had to find something to do. And guess, I started playing basketball.
And why do you think you became so good at basketball? I mean, you are a player at an international youth team now, aren't you?
Yes, I've done really well in my sport. I think that's because my parents were not at home during the day, and I also hate watching TV. I stayed outside and I played and played, and naturally I became really talented.
What was it that made you realise that you could play basketball as a job? You're very young. You're still a student.
I started to play for the school team, and my teachers noticed how good I was. That's when I started to get some proper training. One of my teachers told my parents that I could do really well in my sport, and then persuaded them to support me.
So what has been the best part of your career so far? I'm sure it must have been winning the gold medal in the World Youth Championship.
Winning a medal at the World Championship was really great, but the best time of all for me was before it started. I got to hold the flag to lead our team around the stadium in the opening ceremony. That was actually the proudest moment.
What about the future? Do you think you will be winning the gold medal at the Olympic Games?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure that is what I want to work for next. I honestly don't think being a basketball player was what I really wanted to do. Actually, I wanted to be a doctor. I want to study hard and enter university.
How can you imagine your life 10 years from now?
The way I see myself 10 years ahead of now is not something I often think about. One thing I'm certain of is that I want to make the most of my years and put all my effort to become a successful, happy woman, either as a doctor or as a basketball player. What I would say is that I'm the sort of person who sees good in everyone and everything. So I know whatever life holds in store for me, it is going to be good.
Isabella, I wish you luck in whatever you decide to do.